Shalom Aleichem to meet his friend. This year should be a special schus for every Maranim and Ras Shukhli Nishmas. Maras Esther, Basim Shura, Shana, Basagana, Basana, Abchabs of Meir Zev. And the Rafuas, Harav, Baruch, Ritzman, Sarah, Tzipora, Rav Yosef, Ben Chana, Shai, Ben Leah, Ben Achtov, Ben Lipsha, Meir Ben Elizio, Chev, Chayachev, Fega, Bas, Michal, Vispasia, Itamar, Yosef, Ben Ravid, Esther, Rus, Victoria, Basile, Ravida, Ina, Bracha, Bas, Esther, Hadassah, and is based in the Torah, Marina, Rabbeinu, the Rosh Hashiva, the Shlita. Sukkot is Zecher L'Anani HaKavod, which Rabbi Schus Aaron HaKoyin. So I'd like to mention the He'ala with regard to Yeshiva B'Tzel HaNani HaKavod Alavu. It says in the Pasuk in Bereishis, after Cain kills Hevel, Ve'yomer Cain El Hashem, Godel Avoinim in his cell. My sin is too great to bear. Some say my punishment is too great to bear. Next pasuk, Hen gerash doisi hayom me'al pnei adama, mipanecha esaser. Behold, today you have banished me from the face of the earth, and from your face I will be hidden. I am to be an ha'yisi navinat ba'aretz, v'haya kol motzi'i ha'aregein yamginu. Minad vanad, I'm going to wander in the land, and anybody who finds me is going to kill me. It's a big chiddush in the Ramban in Parashas Bereishis. Over here, Ramban says in this pasuk, "Shehu vidui, amar emes ki avoni galdam alesloch v'tzadik ato Hashem biyosher mishpatecha." So this is his confession. He says, it's true. My sin is too great to forgive. And you're a tzaddik, and your mishpatim are yasha, and I hide from your face. Can't stand before you in prayer. I can't be makriv a korban and a mincha. I'm so embarrassed. Such a terrible sin I did. Can't stand before you. So we have a chiddush, big chiddush in the midas habusha v'achna shel Kain. Shegia ad kedei shlilat yicholat ha'amida lefnei lefanav yisbarach. He couldn't even stand before God to daven to bring a korban. And this nekuda is really the essence of man in, from a perspective of his dignity. The whole nature of the creation of man as a chooser is that man should want his own, what he earns, more than what he gets from his friend. So this is your covet because you toiled. You feel your atzmius in this matter. And that's sharish covet adam, that you earn something, it's yours, you own it. Now it's mamish bitl kvoidai. Can't even stand before God. He feels like a garnished of a garnished. So that's bitul ha'adam, kuloi. Bitul kvoido is a bitul ha'adam. Kavod is the neshama, as we've spoken about so many times. Rabbeinu Yoina, b'ikrei ha'tshuva shaloi, Shari Chuba Shar Aleph. Enumerates Busha as one of the Ikrim of Chuba. And he brings the Pasik Boishti Vengam Nichlamti Kinasasi Chilpas Nuulai. It's a verse in Jeremiah in chapter 31, verse 18. Ezra also says, Alokai Boishti Venichlamti Lahorim Elokai Panay Alecha. So embarrassed to raise my head to you. So you have these two psukim, talk about busha, and that's exactly what the Ramban is saying about Kain. Kain said, God, I'm so embarrassed in front of you. However, this tfisa, this perception that negates any amida b'tfila, is the opposite of all the klalim of Aveda. And it would appear that dafka here is the huge, major distinction between the relationship of Kain to Avoida and that of Aaron to Avoida. After the Maisa Egel and the Tshuva, it says, Vayomer Moshe Aaron, Krav al HaMizbeach. Chazal say that Aaron was Malei Busha. It looked fair. He felt like the Tzuras HaEgel is in the Akev v'Kaparosav. He was afraid. Moshe said, Krav al HaMizbeach, Lama Ta Boish. Don't be embarrassed. L'chach Nifcharta. That's why you were chosen. Chiddush is that b'koyach avodas hatshuva v'natzel et hamatzav hazeh v'gorom shel kovod l'goyrim shel kovod shamayim, you can take advantage of the avoda of tshuva to use this for kovod shamayim. Because he's so empty of kovod, because Aaron is so embarrassed, now he's going to use this bush as a kli l'kavod shamayim. Bush is a good thing. The whole mahalach of tshuva is based on the fact that when Hashem forgives us, it's a ribui in kavod shamayim, like we discussed in Shir from the Shishiva Zatzal, see the Pachad Yitzchak in Maimel Tes, Yom Kippur. It says, L'man shimcha Hashem b'salachta, Tehillim 25:11. And state medrash tehillim, yale aloka rabba l'slach. It's fitting for a great God to forgive. When someone who's far away lowers himself, subordinates himself, that's a greater kavod than when someone who's close subordinates himself. So this sinner lowers himself and feels a busha, that's a greater kavod shamayim. When he brings kavod shamayim, he brings kavod to himself. When he brings kavod to himself, he can exist. If a person's stripped of all their kavod, they can't exist. As the Sava Mislabotka famously said, or they say in the name of others as well, Boishti v'gam nechlamti siach noe daf gasham mishef alahu shemoneh mimenu yecholet lamod batfila yechol hashav lalot lekavod chadash meromam yoter shalavush kavod shamayim. When a person is at the sea, at the height, at the zenith of his achnoe, dafka there, from that low place, he can go up to the highest place, kavod shamayim. And that's the chiddush of Aaron HaKohen. Ki lekach notzarta. That's why you're created. You're created dafka to use this busha as a kli for kavod shamayim. Your chelek. Shteid in pasuk ve'asisa b'gdei kodesh la'aron achicha l'kabod u'l'tifaret v'shmot chavchet bet. Shteid in zvachim 17b ein b'gdeim aleim ein kuhnasim aleim yisoid kaporas kuhuna u'b'levishas kavod zeh kavod elyon pi'urim l'sharis l'melech hakavod. The kapar of kuhuna is wearing this kavod, this elevated kavod. This is kavod elyon. These are big day peher, the sifaris. To glorify the king of honor, kavod of the sifaris. And that's Aaron HaKohen, wearing these big day kahuna, the fe'er ha'yotzer, melech ha'kavod, to bring kavod shemayim. In Tfilas Yom Kippur, we say, "Hareini lefenecha k'chli malei busha v'chlima." Somebody who's malei busha, it could be that he can't stand in daven. But really, if a person's a kli malei busha, means he takes the busha and he makes it a kli for his avoda, then he's a kli malei busha. The word klima comes from the word kli. This embarrassment has to be a kli has to be a vessel for Kavod Shemayim. B'kayin sheyatzalim lefnei Hashem, Ramban kotev, ki od lo amad lefanav leolam, mufka me amida b'tfila. V'zeo shepiresh Rashi v'yetze kayin lefnei Hashem yotze v'achnoa kegoinev da'as hal yoyna. Ramban said he never stood before him ever again. Rashi says he went out with hachnah. It's pretended humility, as if he's goine davs dasel yoyne, as if he's deceiving the Most High. So it looks like it's hachnah, but it's really not. The real hachnah is Aaron, is wearing this big day kavod to bring kavod to Hashem, the job of the kohen. In Bigdam Alayim and Kronasim Alayim, the Begadim bring the covet. Yonah continues afterwards, Bikra Akniya. A Madregal Yonah Bachna Machuyevis Mider Chachu Vyabe Betsne. Lo Yachmud covet al Maisiv and Echbadim. Lo Yvakish Teferis Adam al Polav and Mefuarim. Yastirim Midaitum Kefia Yucholis. The highest Madrega and Hachna that's Machuyev Mider Chachuva is to serve in a private way, not to desire covet on what you do, and not to seek out the glory of people for all the great things you do, and hide it as much as you possibly can. He's Isaac in giving the greatest covet to Hashem, and he's hidden. And that's his covet. And you're mechabed Hashem, you're mechabed yourself. Therefore, when we sit on Sukkot in the Tzel Anani HaKavod, we're mukaf b'kavod elyon. We're surrounded by God's kavod. Zecher la'ananim of Aharon shekulei kavod. And that's after the slich of Yom Kippur. We have a mitzvah tzei b'diras keva, v'shei b'diras harai, b'diras keva, prisons b'rishus atzmai. We're kavod atzmai. When he's b'tzei la'anani ha'kavod, when he's in the clouds of God's glory, God's honor, goes under the hashgacha of a kavod elyon. Stops thinking about his own kavod. That was the avod of Aaron. Think of Hashem's cover, that's the avod of the Baal Tshuva, Hachna, of making your klima kli for avoda. That's what we do when we sit in Hashem's glorious clouds and sukkahs. Okay, ish od harbe harbe ma ledaber, as na lisher imanu, it's not Hashem be'atid, and I thank you so much for listening. Thank you.